It's live, it's local, it's the Dale Jackson Show, and it's only on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it.
AM 92.5 FM WVNN. This is not Dale Jackson, but you know the voice. This is Yaffe. I host the Yaffe program on this station 9 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. You can also follow me on Twitter at Yaffe. Yes, I'm very excited because I got to change my Twitter handle. Finally, it is at Yaffe, not just at Michael Yaffe, Y-A-F-F-E-E. Appreciate you listening today. Appreciate Dale giving me the opportunity to fill in as he takes the day off. Prince William is here, of course. How are you this morning, Will?
I am waking up. Happy Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. I'm kind of waking up too, but that's, you know, I'm not like Dale. Dale can sleep 4 hours and be wide awake for the rest of the day. I don't know how he does it. He says it was him being in the military, kind of trained his mind to do that. And so he gets a lot out of 4 or 5 hours of sleep. Not me. Nope. If I only get like 5 hours, I need a nap later. I don't know. I envy Dale in that way because there are some of the most successful people in the world are people like that who don't need a lot of sleep.
Donald Trump gets 4 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard that from different people in the media. I've heard that from different CEOs. I want to be like that, but I don't know. No, what about you?
No, I can't do that.
Yeah, we're both not usually morning people who work morning people jobs. So we have a lot to talk about on the show today, and we'll take your calls as well. By the way, a couple of guests coming up on the show. Later this hour, we're going to speak with State Representative Andrew Sorrell. Interesting that there is a bill being filed in the legislature that would get rid of the state auditor office. Now, as you know, Sorrell is running for that seat now. Now, it wouldn't get rid of it until 2031, I believe, so he could still win and get that seat. But he has been someone on this show, on my show, that has really defended that position, says it's very needed. So we'll talk to him about that. Also, constitutional carry, he's the one who put that bill forward. It's supported by Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth. It looks like it'll do well. I'll ask him the latest on that. And we'll talk about the session. And also, speaking of Alabama politics, State Senator Arthur Orr usually joins Dale on Fridays. Well, he's going to join me, and we'll talk about a lot of Alabama politics. But the big topic today that we have to get into, as you would suspect, is the victory of people like Attorney General Steve Marshall and others who fought against Biden's vaccine mandate, and it looks like they won. And this is obviously good news, but here's the thing. The more I think about this, the more I still believe that Joe Biden, his administration, knew this would be the result. I think he totally knew from the very beginning that this was going to be what happened. He had to have known that having OSHA do something this far-reaching is way beyond their authority and way beyond Joe Biden's authority, and it's unconstitutional. He had to have known this from the beginning. So why do this if he knew what the conclusion was going to be? Well, once again, and this is a lot of what Joe Biden does, I've noticed. I think it's to put out the perception that he was doing something. I try to do something, and then later on, when the court strikes it down, he could say, well, I tried to do something, but those evil Republicans in those states and that conservative court, they just got in my way. I could have saved lives if it weren't for those conservatives on the court and those Republicans who fought me. So blame them if anything bad happens. That's where this was going. There might be a part of the Biden administration that's relieved because this was hurting the economy and the labor force, and with it gone, that maybe could help it, which would help him, because the economy right now with inflation, everything else is not. I mean, Joe Biden's approval ratings are like in the 30s right now. That's not good. And he knows it. But what worries me about this ruling is I think you're going to hear a lot in the next year. We've heard a lot before, but I think you're going to hear a lot in the next few months about packing the Supreme Court. That the Supreme Court, and this is proof, they'll say, that the Supreme Court is just another political arm, and the only way to get better rulings is to add more justices. Now, Joe Biden was against that. He put forward some commission. That commission basically was split on it. But as we know when talking about the filibuster, just because Joe Biden was against it before doesn't mean he can't change his mind. Oh, Joe Biden can be a hypocrite? Yeah, we have seen a lot of that in the past few months. So it's not too surprising if he's going to be a hypocrite again when it comes to the court. So it totally would not surprise me if he comes later and says, yeah, we need to pack the court. These issues with the pandemic or whatever are just too vital to democracy or whatever. That's what they're doing with voting rights. He could totally do this with the court. Would anybody be shocked by that hypocrisy? No. There's so much hypocrisy going on. What's one more thing? This is to save lives, by the way. Now, what's really interesting is while the court did strike down was a 6-3 decision, struck down the OSHA mandate, it did uphold the mandate on healthcare workers. And the excuse that, and by the way, this was Justice Kavanaugh that ruled with the left on the court. It was a 5-4 decision. He was kind of one who also said, well, yeah, you can do it this for healthcare workers. So it shows just because a Trump-appointed judge is there doesn't mean they're always going to rule like you like. But yes, the decision was to uphold the Biden mandate, vaccine mandate on healthcare workers. Justice Roberts and Justice Kavanaugh joined the left on the court to allow that to go into effect. Now, apparently their reasoning for this is that Congress has given the authority to Health and Human Services and the HHS secretary to administer Medicare and Medicaid. So a lot of these hospital and healthcare workers, they also work with Medicare and Medicaid to do healthcare, as you know. And because that is controlled by the government, the justices say, well, that means that you can have certain restrictions on healthcare workers because it basically affects Medicare and Medicaid because they accept payments from those programs. They said that the law says that the Secretary of HHS can take actions he deems necessary in the interest of the health and safety of individuals who are furnished services in the institution because they accept Medicare and Medicaid. This should be a reminder to all of us, by the way, that we do not live in a country with real free market healthcare. That our healthcare system in this country is really not a free market system. The left, Bernie Sanders, Democrats, constantly complain, oh, it's evil healthcare companies, free market, we need more government control. Don't forget, and this is proof of that, how much the government already controls when it comes to healthcare in this country. The government controls a lot and spends a lot of money when it comes to healthcare in this country. Maybe government, well, let me put it this way. Maybe the lack of government control is not the problem. Bernie Sanders will say, yeah, we need more government control. Maybe it's the opposite. We spend so much money subsidizing healthcare, and yet costs keep going up and we keep having issues with our system. Gee, maybe the solution is not more government involvement in our healthcare, but more competition and freedom involved in our healthcare. The pandemic should have taught us that. We need more of that here in this state, by the way. We need to get rid of the certificate of needs laws, have more freedom and competition in healthcare here. But we need it across the country as well. So I disagree with this, by the way. The idea that you can kind of shove a mandate for everyone because, well, the government subsidizes this certain area. That sets a bad precedent for a lot of government control because, unfortunately, the government subsidizes a whole lot of things in this country now, which they shouldn't. So just because they subsidize something means that they can get some kind of overbearing control like this. That sets a bad precedent. Now, we're going to get to some of the reaction of this in a moment. I'll read more of the rulings from both sides, how this works, what happens in the future. But we'll also take your calls as well at 1-866-494-9866. 1-866-494-WVNN. That is the Bullet and Barrel Shot Line. We'll take your calls on what you think of the ruling, what you think of the ramifications for the future. Are you surprised that Justice Kavanaugh and Roberts voted the other way when it came to the mandate for healthcare workers? We'll get to all of that and more. You're listening to The Dale Jackson Show. This is Yaffe filling in. We'll be back.
It's The Dale Jackson Show.
Welcome back to The Dale Jackson Show. This is Yaffe filling in for Dale here on News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. We've been talking about the news that came out yesterday, which some were surprised how fast they came with the ruling. It was good that they came with it pretty quickly because it was supposed to go into effect soon. But the Supreme Court struck down Biden's vaccine mandate through OSHA, but they upheld the vaccine mandate of healthcare workers through the Health and Human Services Secretary. Now, we got a caller on the line. You can call in as well if you want, 1-866-494-9866. We got David from Taft, Tennessee calling in. David, what's your take on this?
Hey, good morning, Abby.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well. So I guess this is going to be a precursor to what's going to happen with the federal worker and the government contractor mandates as well.
You know, I'm really glad you brought that up because that's a good point. You know, I was talking about in the last segment that this sets a bad precedent that, well, if the government's subsidizing something or involved in something, they're going to have a lot more control over it. I guess that's not a good sign when it comes to the government contractors. By the way, yep. David, I wanted to ask you, so you're listening and you're in Tennessee. Can you catch our signal in Tennessee? David?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, did you hear what I said? Can you catch, you're listening in Tennessee. Do you actually listen on the radio? Like you get the signal?
Yep. Yeah, well, I'm just across the border, so I'm in between Fayetteville and the border.
Okay, cool. Well, David, thank you so much for your call. Very interesting. I just wanted to make sure I didn't realize, you know, you never know how far things reach. Now, let me read some of the dissent when it came to this ruling. The dissent when it came to Biden's vaccine mandate through OSHA. I'm reading this from the New York Times. In a dissenting opinion, Justices Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan express incredulity. I don't know. It's a very underused word. At the court's willingness to frustrate the federal government's ability to counter the unparalleled threat that COVID-19 poses to our nation's workers. They also said this, quote, in their dissent, underlying everything else in this dispute is a single simple question. Who decides how much protection and of what kind American workers need from COVID-19? An agency with expertise in workplace health and safety, acting as Congress and the President authorized, or a court lacking any knowledge of how to safeguard workplaces and insulated from responsibility for any damage it causes. Now, what's really interesting about that, when you read that, it doesn't sound like they're really trying to interpret the rule of law here. What's the law actually says, what the Constitution actually says, what the statutes actually say. No, it seems like their goal is just, well, we want to help people, and we believe OSHA would do a good job at that. So the courts getting in the way of stopping the pandemic. It's interesting that what they're accusing the conservatives of doing, they really want to do. Because the conservatives on the court, at least in this case, are ruling based on what the rule of law actually says. And they're the ones who are wanting the court to do something, not because they're interpreting the Constitution, but because they believe it would work better. So they're doing what they're accusing the conservatives of doing, saying, well, the court should rule on this based on how we think. So they also said this: in the face of a still raging pandemic, this court tells the agency charged with protecting worker safety that it may not do so in all the workplaces needed. It says, as disease and death continue to mount, this court tells the agency that it cannot respond in the most effective way possible. Now, what they're doing, what's amazing is it was not your job as a justice to interpret what the most effective way to stop a pandemic is. That's a very political statement. They're pushing a policy that they believe works by saying that. But that's not their job. Their job isn't to push a policy. Their job is to interpret the law. So to say what they said there, they're the ones being very political. Am I right? It's not the conservatives, but them. By the way, everything they said there is also completely wrong. As we have seen, especially when it comes to Omicron, is that the vaccine mandate does not stop the pandemic. Because the vaccines do not stop the spread of this. So you can get a vaccine to protect yourself from being really too ill, but it does not stop the spread. Not only that, but this isn't just spreading in workplaces. It's spreading everywhere. This is a general threat everywhere. OSHA is meant to regulate workplace safety based on things that happen at work. But they can't even prove that most of these people catch it at work. They could catch it at home. They could catch it on the subway. Who knows? But even if they were all vaccinated at the work, they could still catch it. But the most disturbing part of what they said in the dissent is not that, I mean, the most disturbing part is that they're not basing any of their decision on the rule of law. Yet we're told that the conservatives on the court, they're the real political ones. They're the right wingers pushing politics. It doesn't look like that to me in the simple reading of the decisions. State Representative Andrew Sorrell, he's going to join me next talking Alabama politics here on the Dale Jackson Show.
This is the Dale Jackson Show. The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.